We are especially blessed today. God has been good to us, been good to our nation. We've been praying, all of us have been praying for God's will to be accomplished. We have today, I think, a special, very special presentation for you. Cindy Walters and the Walters children are going to present to us now a very special, I believe, very heart-rending special presentation. You may be seated, please, and they will come to the front and be prepared to present this. Cindy, you want to give an introduction? That'll be fine.
Good morning. As part of our schoolwork, the kids have been memorizing portions of significant literature and historical documents. Pastor Clute asked us to share with you all a section of the Declaration of Independence that they have memorized. We know that this document is not distinctively Christian, and it cannot equal the Bible in truth or beauty. Still, the Declaration contains many things that we as Christians can joyfully affirm. The ideas in this document have been used by God in His providence to open the door for freedom of worship and for the unparalleled missionary activity that we enjoy in our country today. Pastor Clute asked us to share this quotation partly because we are in the midst of an historical presidential election, and I hope it does us good to remember these words and to thank God for blessing us with the freedom to be here and worship together this morning. Okay, go ahead.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles, and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.